So yesterday I'm watching a movie on television called 50 Shades of Grey, a very interesting sexual psychological film. And I'm watching this 50 Shades of Grey, and to be honest with you, I can only count six.
On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Welcome to the Ron Van Dam Show. Hold on tight, things can get a bit weird. If you like that sort of thing.
There might have been seven. I'm not sure.
Whatever.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the You Know What Show.
Back, relax, grab a cup of coffee, a cup of tea, whatever your liquid libation may be in the morning, and join us as we take a look at the world around us. As much as it's a pleasure to be with you, the pleasure is actually all yours. And now, here's your host, Ron Van Dam.
Thank you, I am your host, Ron Van Dam. What an accurate statement that was. Welcome to the program. How are you today? Good. Good to see you there with your things on your feet. What'd you get, new slippers? You think I can't see you, don't you, huh? You got new slippers, didn't you? I just took a guess. Probably you're not even wearing any slippers, and I made a fool of myself. Speaking of making a fool of myself, Julie, thank you for that opening part. Julie also has to tell you, like you're taking some type of a crazy airline flight. You need to be pointed out the exits just in case you want to get out of here quickly. And I have a feeling that option is becoming more probable, in which case you need to listen to this.
Ron Van Dam is an experienced talk show host.
Yes, I am.
Do not attempt to try this at home.
No.
Some listeners may experience nausea or vomiting while listening to this show.
Right.
Please consult with your doctor or psychologist before listening to this program. The Ron Van Dam Show is not intended for listeners who have had a history of high blood pressure or acid reflux.
Sure.
Women who are pregnant should stay at least 20 feet away from the radio speaker and should avoid listening to the show for more than 2 hours at any one time. The Ron Van Dam t-shirts should never be worn in conjunction with the Ron Van Dam pants.
Mm-mm.
Unless it is after Memorial Day or before Labor Day.
But even then. Yeah.
Please refrain from loud conversation as this may be disruptive to others nearby who are trying to listen to this program. Your enjoyment of the program may vary. It may vary greatly. Please enjoy the show.
And when all else fails, I just hold up a puppy dog.
Aww.
Can't go wrong, man. Oh, look at the face on the puppy Aww. Dog. And look at the face on the puppy dog.
Aww.
Excuse me, is the puppy dog wearing slippers?
Aww.
Look at the big droopy eyes on the puppy dog.
Aww.
And the little turd that's hanging onto its tail by a hair.
Aww.
And look at this little cute dog. Yeah.
Aww.
Okay, fine. I'm equally as annoyed as you are. So I guess we're on the same page now. Welcome to the program. How you doing today? Every once in a while, I will watch television, like always. And since I was a kid, all I did was I was glued to television. I'm a television kid. Everything on television, I watch. And then my friends come up to me and say, "Ron, did you see this new show?" No, I never heard of that before. So as much television as I watch, there's a lot of stuff that I don't watch that other people do watch. That makes no sense whatsoever, and it's really not important anyway. Here's what happens. Here's what happens. I I'm watching TV. Why can't I be like filthy rich like the presidents? Why can't I be your common rich person? Here's what happened. Yesterday, I ate far too much cheese. And I know that's personal, but I ate far too much cheese. And cheese is very tasty, especially when you're drinking alcohol all day, which is was part of the equation. So I made a lot of cheese. I'm like some kind of mouse on steroids. And later on, I try to go to the potty. Not party. I'm not talking about the Massachusetts accent. I went to the potty. I'm talking about to the toilet. And I felt like I had to go. Is this too much for you, by the way? Can you handle this kind of conversation? I think you can. Because we all do it. But you just don't want to hear me talk about it, do you? We all do this. Come on, let's hold hands. Kumbaya. Come on, let's smoke a joint together. Which is legal now in Massachusetts, I think. I'm not sure what the rules are. I don't want some cop tapping me on the shoulder saying, excuse me, you got marijuana? Yes, I do. Would you like some? You're under arrest and you're going to be brought to some prison where we're going to water torture you. I thought it was legal. Yeah, it was just a joke. Anyway, so I'm sitting on the toilet and I have to go real bad, but nothing's really happening because cheese is an interesting foodstuff. It says to your body, that was very enjoyable. Now you shall not go to the bathroom for 6 weeks. It's true. It's true. So I'm sitting on the toilet. I'm trying to go real bad. And then I'm remembering, I saw this commercial on television for an item called the Squatty Potty. And the Squatty Potty is it's not a little plastic bowl or anything. What the Squatty Potty is, it sounds like something that, you know, if you have squatty potty problems, you use it. It's not that. What it is, it's a little footstool, and it fits around the curvature of the base of your toilet bowl, of your toilet thing, and it raises your feet a little bit off the ground so that you're in a position where your sphincter, that's got to be a Jewish word. Hey, Murray, how's your sphincter? It got to be a Jewish word, and I don't know why, but it's just got to be. It just sounds like it. It's like kefilter fish. It's not kefilter fish. It's kefilta fish. You have to say it right. Kefilta fish. Hey, how's your sphincter? How's your sphincter? It aligns your colon thing perfectly. And apparently you can go to the bathroom easier because I'm sorry for being very descriptive, but the excrement, the solid excrement would have a direct line down as opposed to having to take any turns. So I'm remembering this commercial and I'm figuring, well, I'm not going to go out and spend $40 to have my feet elevated on a some type of little plastic, you know, platform for $40. So I look in the closet and I see like this little step stool kind of thing, and I put in front of the toilet and I elevate my feet, and lo and behold, and hold and below, my excrement, I am able to shit. Let's just call a spade a douche, and it, nice and easy, you know. And even though I was struggling before, now it's nice and easy. And I'm wondering, was that psychological? Or did it really open up a colon chute for me that was straight down the pipes? You know, I hope you had breakfast. I hope you're not eating. So then I'm thinking, okay, who would spend $40 for a little plastic platform so that your feet are off the ground so that you can go to the bathroom if you have a lot of cheese? And then I'm realizing, well, you know, there actually was a commercial on TV. I'd like to play it for you if I may.
This is where your ice cream comes from.
Oh.
The creamy poop of a mystic unicorn. Totally clean, totally cool, and soft served straight from a sphincter. They're good at pooping. But you know who sucks at pooping? You do. That's because when you sit on a porcelain throne, this muscle puts a kink in the hose and stops the Ben and Jerry's from sliding out smoothly. Is that a problem? I don't know. Are hemorrhoids a problem? Because sitting at this angle can cause hemorrhoids, bloating, constipation, and a buttload of other crap. And seriously, unicorn hemorrhoids? The glitter gets everywhere. But what happens when you go from a sit to a squat? Voila! This muscle relaxes and that kink goes away faster than Pegasus laying sweet sherbet dookie. Now your colon's open and ready for battle. That's because our bodies were made to poop in a squat, and now there's a product that lets you squat in your own home. Introducing the Squatty Potty. No, Squatty Potty is not a joke. And yes, it will give you the best poop of your life, guaranteed. I don't just mean you bloated lords and hemorrhoidal ladies. I mean everyone. Kink? Unkink. Kink? Unkink. It's simple science, really. Can't get the last scoop out of the carton. With the Squatty Potty, you get complete elimination. Spend too much time on the chamber pot? The Squatty Potty makes you go twice as fast or your money back. I scream, you scream, and plop, plop, baby. Maybe you're sore from squeezing out solid globs of rocky road. The Squatty Potty gives you a smooth stream of froyo that glides like a virgin swan. Plus, when you're done, it tucks neatly out of sight, thanks to its innovative, patented design. Truly a footstool fit for a constipated king. So if you're a human being who poops from your butt, click here to order your Squatty Potty today at squattypotty.com. You'll wish you tried it years ago. And if you don't trust the prince, how about your doctor? Shark Tank, HuffPost, NPR, Men's Health, Howard Stern? He poops from his butt. They're all crazy about the Squatty Potty. Not to mention the 2,000 Amazon users who gave the Squatty Potty 5 stars, including the author of this moving haiku.
Oh, Squatty Potty, you fill me with endless joy, yet leave me empty.
So order your Squatty Potty today. I'm not saying it will make your poop as soft as this cookies and cream, but I'm not saying it won't. Squatty Potty, the stool for better stool. Pooping will never be the same. And neither will ice cream.
That one for you, very good.
How does it taste? Is that delicious? Mm-hmm. Is that the best thing you've ever had in your life? Uh-huh. There you are.
Wow.
It's true.
Just elevate your feet and you'll poop like there's no tomorrow, and there may not be, so I don't know what to tell you. For me, the culprit was cheese. And I've talked about this before. There's a supermarket that is not far from me. It's the closest supermarket available to me. And they have a cheese section. And it's a very special cheese section. And the last thing you expect when you go to a supermarket is an actual cheese section, where cheese plays such a prominent role in our lives that it actually gets a whole section. And as much as that's interesting to me, I guess in other countries, in European countries certainly, cheese is a very prominent section. People have cheese every day. I don't know how the hell they ever go to the bathroom, but apparently they do. Maybe they all have squatty potties. I really don't know. Maybe they've learned the art of elevation. As a matter of fact, I know that in many countries, especially in the Middle East, they don't and China and the Orient, that their toilet bowls are very, very low. And in some countries, there's actually a hole in the floor where you squat and you poop. Squatting is indeed, in many countries, the way that the actual bowls are set up. It's the United States that has this such a high-raised bowl because when we sit down and go to the bathroom, we want to be comfortable. we don't want our ass to go too far down. Let's just make it a nice, comfortable little sit-down situation. Anyway, I know a lot of people that if they had to squat to go to the bathroom, I don't think they'd ever get up without help. So I guess there's something to that. Anyway, so there's a cheese section in the supermarket, and it's grandiose. I mean, there's every cheese you can imagine. And I can't name, I think it's 50 shades of cheese. Gouda, Camembert, Swiss, Parmesan, Fontaine, just about everything you can think of. And then I noticed that there's an actual cheese that stinks. It stinks to high heaven. It's a stinky cheese. And people actually eat this stinky cheese. Anyway, I'm checking out. I didn't buy any of the cheese. I was just amazed by the cheese department. The cheese counter was just loaded with cheese. All kinds of cheese from all kinds of different cheese nations. We're not a cheese nation, by the way. We have Wisconsin. It's pretty much it for us. We're not a cheese. We're a cheese state, I guess. So anyway, I'm checking out, and then they have the gigantic board on the side of the checkout area, and it shows all the managers of the various departments. There's a manager of the meat department. There's a manager of groceries. There's a manager of the deli section. You know, there's a bakery manager, and there's a cheese manager, and. And I'm thinking, you left the Y out. You left the Y. It's a cheesy manager, I think, is the description of the manager. And there's a picture of this lady. She apparently is the cheese manager. And I'm thinking to myself, if I was the manager of cheese, and I don't know what I would do if I was, I don't quite know what my job would be. Make damn sure you never run out of cheese. I think that's her only job. I can just picture her laboring over this cheese counter for hours and hours. Where am I going to put the Gouda today? Let's put the Gouda next to the Parmesan. Fred, you want to put the Gouda next to the Parmesan? We had it next to the Swiss last week, and let's put it next to the the stinky cheese. We'll put it next to the stinky cheese. That's all she does. And I'm kind of wondering, like, your picture on a large board being tagged as a cheese manager, is that something you're really, like, proud of? If you're a cocktail mixer or something, what are you? I'm a doctor. I'm a doctor of psychology. And what do you do? Oh, I'm a police officer. And what do you do? I manage cheese. What? I manage cheese. I move cheese from one location to the other, and I make it a pretty cheese display. And if you order a cheese platter, I'm the person that organizes it. I organize cheese. I have a degree in organizing cheese. I took 3 years of cheese organization. There's sliced cheese and cubed cheese, and we also have a little bit to do with the cracker department, where sometimes we'll hook up and we'll do a cheese and cracker kind of thing. I take care of the cheese part, don't get me wrong. I don't micromanage. I don't get into the cracker division. That's Bob. But I'll never forget graduation day. We all stood there on the cheese, got our cheese diploma, wore that Wisconsin cheese head thing there instead of the graduation caps, and got my cheesy diploma, and I've been working ever since in the cheese department. It's what I do. I live, eat, and breathe cheese. You probably can smell me. That's what I do. I'm a cheese aficionado. I know my cheeses. No, I didn't say Jesus. I said I know my cheeses. I discover cheeses. You discover Jesus? No, I discovered cheeses in school and decided to make it a career. And now today I'm a successful cheese organizer. I organize cheese. Some people aspire to be astronauts, others to be scientists to solve one of the great problems of the universe so that we all can exist in a more technological type of universe. Some people cure cancer, or at least try to spend their lives saving other lives. Some people help other people, or, you know, maybe fireman or fire lady, whatever you call that thing, and rescue people from burning buildings. And other people are faith healers. And me, I decided to take a path that many people don't take and don't appreciate, and that's the organization of cheese. I was down and out, couldn't find a job, nothing worked for me. Then one day I walked into a convenience store. It was convenient, so I did it. And I was down and out. And I pulled out a weapon. It was a cheese knife. And I demanded money. And I was arrested about 3 blocks away from the 7-Eleven. By the way, they're open before 7. They're open at 6. But they don't call it 6-Eleven. I don't know why. I was arrested. And I spent time in a county penitentiary, in a correction facility. And that's where I found cheeses. I was born again. Yep, I had a fascination with cheeses. And then I went to Cheese College on a grant and a scholarship. 2 grants and 2 scholarships. Actually, it was 3 grants and 1 scholarship. And that's where I became so involved with cheeses. I just couldn't stop eating cheese. I went around the world trying to find doctors who could solve my problem. I hadn't gone to the bathroom in 6 years. Starting to pile up. People would say, "You're full of shit," and I'd say, "Yeah, I am." And then one day I decided, instead of trying to beat him, why don't you join him? And I went to school, learned everything there was to know about cheese, the various types, the various shapes, what cheese is not to touch other cheeses. Cheeses, if you do that, you're in trouble. Now, I'm a cheese manager. I organize cheese for a giant supermarket chain. Yes. Am I proud? No. Am I successful? No. But I found my love in cheeses.
Have you ever wondered how Ron Van Dam manages to sound so damn sexy podcast after podcast after podcast? It's simple. No pants. Ever. Pants are for suckers. You are listening to The Ron Van Dam Show. Pants-free podcasting at its finest.
Yep. Are you concerned about cybersecurity, or are you concerned about cheese? Dave, how are you today?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm great. Dave Dufour is Senior Director of Security with Webroot, computer security expert. And thanks for being with us, because I need you. Here's why. This is the time of year that I make a lot of purchases online, as I do frequently anyway. And I got to tell you, I'm a little nervous about this. How safe am I really
You know, there's some very simple things you can do to increase your chances of not having a problem. So are you safe? If you pay attention to what you're doing, you know, taking some steps to properly protect yourself, you shouldn't have any problems.
Okay. And what steps may they be?
One of the first things we always recommend is to ensure you have, you know, some type of security solution on your phone or your PC or your laptop, just to make sure that you're trying to identify malware or ransomware or things of that nature, blocking them from getting on your machine. That's a big one.
Okay. All right. A lot of people think that if they're on a smartphone that their provider has a security system set in, whether it be Verizon, AT&T, Sprint, whatever the case may be. And a lot of people think that their internet provider, like a Comcast or something, they have their own stuff that is protective. But you're saying that's not necessarily the case, or that is not sufficient, or not enough?
Well, so some actually do. For example, many of your Comcasts are going to provide potential antivirus software you can download. And so that actually does provide a pretty good protection, but you still need to be smart when you're out there in the wild.
Yeah.
Because the bad guys aren't just trying to put malware on your computer. They're trying to get, like, your credentials and things like that.
Yeah.
So you have to be aware as well.
Yeah. When I see that little green thing in the bar up on top, I think it's green, and I think it means that it's secure. Do I necessarily believe that? Is that necessarily the case, or there's different levels of that green bar security?
Well, so the trick is the browser software providers have done a really good job with the security, the SSL encryption, that HTTPS, and it does mean you're secure. So that is reliable.
Mm-hmm.
But the trick is you have to make sure you're on the website you think you're on. For example, if you're shopping at Amazon, make sure you're at Amazon.com, not potentially Amazon.net, because a bad actor might set up a website that's similar to the name of a legitimate site, and they might even provide that SSL encryption to make certain that it looks like you have that green bar, so you're going to think you're secure, but what you're doing is securely sending your information to a bad guy.
Okay, so you have to make really, really sure that you're where you want to be, and it's not a duplicate phony site. Okay.
That's exactly right.
All right. What are the common scams or common things that we get thrown into by mistake that we're not really aware of?
Real quick aside, in 1988, I joined the U.S. Air Force, and the biggest problem in 88 it was security was someone trying to get your username and password to get into a system.
Yeah.
And here we are in 2016, the number one threat to folks is someone trying to use phishing techniques to get their username and password to their bank account, to maybe one of their online shopping accounts. So what you've got to be aware of is someone asking for your credentials, whether it be in an email or some link you've clicked on. It's always better to navigate to a website by typing in that URL directly rather than clicking on a link.
Okay. What if I fall for something, like I open up an email and it's a phishing thing, and I don't even know if just opening it up is bad enough, but if I actually click on a link in the email, then I know I'm screwed. How do I get out? What do I do very, very quickly to make sure that I'm out of that really fast?
Well, one, let's hope that you have you want to close your browser immediately if you've clicked on a link to open up. You don't want to type in any information, but you're correct. It could have done a drive-by where it's trying to grab information from your machine. So you're going to want to do a scan of, you know, whatever security software you're running to try to make sure that you're safe. And then if it went to a site that or was trying to emulate a site that you use frequently, that's maybe your bank, you're probably going to want to go in and change your password.
Okay. Oh, wow. Okay. Now, you're with Webroot?
I am, yes. I'm with Webroot.
And I know Webroot's been around, like, forever.
97.
Wow. Okay, that's forever to me. I mean, as far as internet security is concerned, that is forever.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And do I need... do I need various types of security? Are there packages that give me all types of security?
So there are, and obviously, I'm with Webroot. We offer a holistic solution for mobile devices and PCs. And so there are suites out there available on the market from various vendors that offer that. And you do want to look at something that protects all of your devices that are online as best as you can. But again, you can't look past the fact that you also need to stay aware. You can't just rely solely on that software to do the protection for you.
Yeah, but we do rely on the software completely too, don't we?
Well, we do, and so again, one of the things that you want to look for is a solution that maybe will try to detect those phishing sites for you automatically before they're able to come up in that browser, because you did click on that link, and it's going to block that link from doing things because you made the mistake. So look for something that offers an anti-phishing solution. Look for things that protect against what's known as ransomware, where your data gets encrypted and you have to contact the bad guy and give him money to get the encryption key. So make sure you're aware of the latest security threats and that your solution is protecting against those.
Yeah. You know, you're talking to fairly smart people, because my listeners are fairly smart, but I worry about my kids. I worry about my grandparents, who have no concept as to what we're talking about. They'll click on anything because they don't know. It's kind of like your house being burglarized. You don't think about it until it happens, and then you put the alarm system in. Is it the same kind of thing?
It is kind of the same kind of thing. So, you know, you want to have that security software up to date running, your security patches up to date running. You want to, though, also be checking your bank accounts and making sure that you've not not seeing any interesting weird activity, you know, where you've been shopping online and things of that nature.
Yeah, you know, I still don't bank online because for that reason I go into the brick and mortar and I make sure no one's standing over my shoulder. I mean, that's how paranoid I am. I don't know,
but I respect that. I do bank online, but I totally understand the desire maybe not to do that.
Yeah, but there's going to come the day when I can't walk into the brick and mortars, and I'm going to have to depend on everything online. I know that's already happening in many situations.
That is correct.
Yeah. Great information. How can we get more, Dave?
Well, you can check out our website. It's webroot.com. And an interesting site we have is webroot.com/states. Where we give quite a bit of information about various states and the threats we see in those states. Mm-hmm. For example, New England is, you know, we're seeing a lot of infections up in that area. Anyway, the website has lots of good information, statistics, if you're into that kind of thing.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much for your time today. Have a happy holiday. And this information is pretty valuable, to be honest with you, because we use it every day. And what could be more valuable than that? Thank you, my friend.
Thank you. Thank you very much for having me. It's been great.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye. I don't think I will ever bank online. I cannot bank on doing that. If Russia's going to hack political systems in this country, and you have such an incredible brain trust of people that are trying to get your personal information, why in the world would I put my checking account online for everybody to use? How many times have you been to stores and then you read in the paper or you hear in the news that 7 million people's personal information has been breached? And, you know, once they hit the bank someday, I mean, that's a real bank job. No, thank you. If there's one thing that I will not publicly put out for everybody's, well, there are two things. One is credit cards, and I don't like using credit cards online, but I have no choice. But I do have a choice about banking online. I want to walk into a building. I want the feeling of walking into a bank. It's my money. It's my party, and I'll cry if I want to. I don't care if you have $10 or $10,000 or whatever. I want to walk into a building where I see people dressed well, who are there to guard, take care, and grow my money. I want to see people representing my money's security. I want to walk into a brick and mortar. It doesn't have to be brick. It can be aluminum siding or whatever, or stucco. but I want a place. I want a physical, psychological situation where I feel like these people are working to take care of my money and they're serious about it. There are no casual Fridays in these banks that I use. You're representing my money. Put a goddamn tie on. Dress up. You're representing my money. Don't take it lightly. You ain't wearing pajama pants when you're taking care of my money. I want to see you in a pinstripe suit if you're a guy. I want to see you in a pinstripe suit if you're a woman. Because that's how much you must respect my money. And I want that feeling. I want to walk into a building like I'm a part of this place. Online, you got to give me a break here. No way. A 16-year-old pimple kid able to hack into my checking account? No.
Ron, there are many secure ways. There's tons of security involved.
Yeah, right. There's tons of security involved everywhere, but every once in a while, someone hacks into it. No, not yet. Maybe someday, but not yet. No. I will put on a pair of pants. I will put on some comfortable shoes. I will dress up and walk into a bank. And when I go into a bank to make a deposit or a withdrawal, I dress accordingly. I'm not going to make a withdrawal or deal with my money wearing jeans with holes in the knees. This is my money. I'm dressing up. I go into my closet and I say, guys, pants, shirts, jackets, we're going out today. We're going to the bank.
Gentlemen, did you ever notice that it always seems to be the ladies who pamper themselves with a spa day, with the mani-pedi and the facials and the massage? Do you ever think maybe you'd like to have a special day for yourself, but you are afraid it might be a little gay? Well, good news, gentlemen. Now you can have your own special spa day at Ramon Ramirez's Not-So-Gay Salon for Men. Let Ramon Ramirez take the stress off a tough day with a long, deep massage. It's not gay, it's therapeutic. After you relax, Ramon Ramirez will use special oils and lotions and maybe clean up some of your hairier man parts. It's not gay, it's hygienic. A lot of guys are doing it. Then it's time to kick back and let it all hang out in a long steam room session with Ramon Ramirez. It's not gay, much. So gentlemen, why wait? It's time for you to have a great day for yourself at Ramon Ramirez's Not So Gay Salon for Men. Please, no fat guys.
Once in my life, I went to a sauna in some type of a resort retreat place. There's a resort. And I walked into this room with a towel around my crotch, and I thought I'd be the only one in there, and it was steamy in there. It was very, very hot. And there were other guys. There were three other guys sitting in there with towels, or really they were like washcloths covering their little crotches, and they're sitting there, and they're baking, they're steaming, they look like little pieces of shumai, and they're sweating. And I never went to a steam room again with guys. The last place I ever want to be is in a hot, sweaty room with hot, sweaty, fat guys sitting there 2 feet away from me with nothing but a little piece of terry cloth between their Johnsons and me. And there's just no reason for this. There is no reason for this at all. And if you think that it's healthy to sit in a room with no ventilation whatsoever, sweating your balls off with other guys dripping sweat off the tip of their nose onto their crotch area, there is nothing more disgusting in the world anywhere at all than men sitting in a sauna together with a little piece of cloth. It's just... I don't know who came up with this. I have a feeling I know, but I never, no way, sauna no, sauna bad. Have yourselves a wonderful day. I wish you peace. Oh, gosh. After the program, there'll be a cheese reception in the lobby. Enjoyed today's show?
It was unbelievably painful.